Thank you and good afternoon. Eureka police responded to a reported assault that occurred in a parking lot in the 3300 block of Broadway Thursday afternoon. Police met with the male victim, who had numerous facial injuries and a torn ear. He declined medical attention at the scene, but was transported to the hospital by a friend. The victim reported he was walking to his car when he saw three men looking inside of vehicles in the parking lot. When the victim questioned the group and their motives, they became aggressive and attacked the victim as he was walking away. While interviewing witnesses, police received a call from 22-year-old Bradley Still, who admitted to being involved in the attack. Still turned himself in at the police department, and he was booked into county jail on numerous charges. The other two suspects remain at large. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, along with assisting agencies, confiscated drugs and arrested three people at a residence on Fisherman Drive in Laytonville. Law enforcement responded to the 46,000 block of Fisherman Drive to serve a search warrant, and they contacted 36-year-old Nicholas Scarberry, who had a loaded handgun in his waistband. After refusing verbal commands, law enforcement deployed a canine unit and detained Scarberry. A subsequent search of the house led to the discovery of 100 pounds of processed bud, hash oil, and a hash lab, as well as over 1,000 butane canisters. Heroin, firearms, and bullet-resistant armor were found inside the residence as well. 40-year-old Jonathan French and 52-year-old Armando Quiroga were also detained and arrested at the scene. All three suspects were booked into county jail on numerous drug charges. On Wednesday, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office released the identity of a woman whose body was found inside of a residence on Franklin Road in Fort Bragg. 54-year-old Kathy Westerling was found dead inside of the residence over the weekend when the Fort Bragg Fire Department responded to a fire at the home. The cause of the house fire and the circumstances surrounding Westerling's death remain unknown at this time, as the investigation into the incident continues. Along with officials from the State Fish and Wildlife Department, Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey and Undersheriff Bill Hansel met with local ranchers on Wednesday. The meeting with ranchers follows incidents in which livestock has been attacked and in other cases killed by dogs in rural areas of the county, and the sheriff's office have seen the number of dog attacks recently spike. The sheriff's office plans to increase law enforcement in those rural areas to monitor possible livestock attacks. Dog owners can possibly be charged with a criminal offense if their dog does kill livestock. More arrests could be forthcoming as Fortuna police continue their investigation into a fight among two groups of people on Home Avenue Wednesday night. A fight occurred between two male adults earlier in the day, and a group of friends accompanied one of the men involved in the fight to the house of the second man, armed with bats, knives, and a handgun, which was reportedly discharged once. A brawl ensued and one of the groups fled before Fortuna police arrived on scene, and officers arrested three male adults and three male juveniles. Emergency medical treatment was not needed as no serious injuries were reported. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has news on last night's Humboldt County budget meeting.
The county held its public interactive budget meeting last night, but all of the public suggestions, priorities, and support won't close a possible $3.8 million structural deficit. Now that the public has had a chance to weigh in at a public meeting, the supervisors will begin the work of crafting the next fiscal year budget. Key issues the board and the county staff will have to address include the rising costs that are outpacing revenues, possible cutbacks in services, and possible reorganizations of county departments to reduce redundancy and increase efficiency. It's not too late to weigh in on the $300 million budget. You can view the county's five-year budget outlook, the mid-year budget report, and the strategic framework online at the county website.
Thank you, Dan. Sheriff's deputies responded to an armed robbery on McKinleyville Avenue on February 18th, a robbery in which two armed men entered the home and stole a purse and jewelry to go along with a rifle and marijuana from a 215 grow site. One of those suspects was booked into county jail Wednesday night after 34-year-old Joshua Keyes was spotted gambling at the Sherry Heights Casino. Deputies arrived on scene and arrested Keyes following a brief physical altercation, and 9 grams of methamphetamine was located on his person. Keyes was booked for armed robbery and a felony warrant, and the second suspect remains at large. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.